The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Bring it on now. Here we go, baby. Get it started.
Heaven knocking on the door that holds the throne. I've been looking for the map that leads me home. I've been stumbling on good hearts turned to stone. The road of good intentions is gone dry as a bone. We take care of our own.
Believe that, baby.
Wherever this flag's flown.
We take care of our own. Bruce with Piscopo in the morning, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Hi, you're listening and watching AM 970 The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. It is streaming Tuesday, and we are just on Facebook and we are on YouTube. If you just go to AM970TheAnswer.com, you will get there. Frankie Five Burrows is here. Albert is here. We have, we've got some friends coming in who I love. Joe Giovanello from Durasan. He's walking in as we speak. And we're going to talk about the summit, this summit with Kim Jong-un and Donald J. Trump. Monumental. It's epic. It's historic. And we're very, very excited about it. And we will be addressing it shortly. John Tobacco is going to join us this hour as well. He is the CEO of Token Team. And these fine shirts we got from John Tobacco, the High Bar shirts. And I will reach in to my pocket, very, very discreetly. Down, see, you can see. Watch, stay right there, George, with the shot. Watch, see, it's right in here. See that inside pocket? Watch what I do. Watch what I do. Watch, watch. Look at the camera. Look at the camera. Oh, it's a Joe Piscopo Durasan. Joe, am I right? This is the best thing, Joe. Welcome to the show, my
Thanks,
friend.
Joe.
Great
Thanks
to see you.
Me.
How you doing? Great to see you. Hey, it's great to see you. Look at this. This is all Durasan. And then Arthur, good to see you again. Look
good
at you dressed up, man. Arthur, how do I pronounce your last name? Is it Ween or
Ween?
Ween, just
As
like that.
Ween, yes,
look
Ween.
At you guys, Jersey guys from Passaic, New Jersey.
Good morning. Good morning.
So let me, and I, when you're listening, you're watching, I have to tell you, this is dear to my heart. We got news. We got everything going on. You're welcome to call 877-970-2999. Out of the clear blue sky, I get hand sanitizer in the mail from Joe Giovanello, and he goes, "Look, we make this in Passaic. We know you're a germaphobe." I swear to God. I bring this, if you remember, if you're listening, I brought the letter in. I go, "Look at this guy, Joe Giovanello from Passaic. He makes this sanitizer." I said, "I want these guys as sponsors." We went down to Durasan in Passaic, New Jersey. I give this to my kids, the Durasan. And the repellent, the insect tick repellent, all of that. Spray my kid. It smells like vanilla when I spray that.
Coconut.
It's coconut. Is that what that is?
Coconut.
Joe, welcome and
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank
We're
you.
Proud to
Thanks
have you on the show.
Us.
No, this is huge for me. But you know what I love? That you keep it in Passaic, man. It's all about driving the economy.
Yep.
Driving the economy in Jersey. We appreciate that. And Arthur, you guys have been buddy for 200 years. How many years have you been buddies?
At least.
Like that, you know? I tell you. And so what I have to ask you, when I spray this Durasan on me and I spray it on my kids, there's no stickiness. You don't feel it. There's no, like, that icky odor.
No odor, no.
How did you invent that? Because you're a chemist by trade, right? Kind of?
Black chemistry, we call it.
Yeah.
But, it helps your hands, you know. There's some stuff in there that makes it really soft after it dries.
And what kills the germs?
There's a base product in there called BZK, which is benzalkonium chloride.
Sure, sure.
A lot of people know it through the years as a base product for Neosporin.
Oh, my gosh. It's the same thing in
same
there.
Same chemistry.
So that you thought of that. You said,
yeah,
let me...
and it's been out there for many, many years,
but nobody's
been able to couple it together and make it stay on,
and make
it last.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I did. And it's been a Firefox since we've been going. And a lot of schools, we did a big study with the Goddard School, and they had 200 absentees in a six-month period.
Terrible this year.
Yeah, they switched over to our system.
Yeah.
20.
So what did you do in the school? This is fascinating.
We did a whole program with them, actually. We were using a non-alcohol sanitizing throughout the inside of the school, and we also have a fogging system.
See, this is like, it's also, we go to Durasan.com, right?
Yes.
Durasan.com, and you could order this.
Yep. Durasan,
you have to check this out, because, and again, I'm a germaphobe, so please forgive me. This is good. This is vital. This is vital for me. When you went in, tell me about what you did with the plane to Aruba, Joe. Tell me that story. This is sensational.
Yeah, we had fortune to go into Air Aruba in Florida, and we did a study. We swabbed the aircraft before, right out of the blue, and it was not
germs all over.
Germs all over.
Yeah. Every bit of the aircraft.
Yes.
Ugh. Ugh.
Very bad. So after the people had left, there was a 15-20 minute span. We went in. We fogged the plane with the antimicrobial solution.
With this Durasan?
Durasan.
That's copyrighted by Durasan. You could do this. So any corporation could do this. They can call you and say,
sure,
help me out. Hospitals and everything. They'll do it.
We're more than happy to help.
You defog them.
Yeah,
can you do
our
radio studio? Because I'm just saying.
We can do anything. Yep.
You could come in there. You defog. Because it looked like you're defogging.
We do. We swab and we check.
Tell us the results of that plane after you defog that plane, Joe.
It was the numbers. Well, considering real quick, I'll give you 30 is considered moderate, 60 is considered dirty, and the ATP readings were in the 3,000s.
Wow.
And we fogged the plane.
Yeah.
We got it down to under 30.
Wow.
And the plane took off, and it actually went to Cuba.
Yeah.
And came back.
Yeah.
And we tested again, and it was still under 30.
Wow, this is huge.
And, you know, the microbes stay on any surface.
So you did you do that to the Goddard School?
I did it to myself.
And you did you did it yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Goddard School.
Now this Goddard School has a whole system.
From Durasan.
Yep. Durasan.
This is huge.
And, you know, we try to keep the infectious disease down.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter
yeah.
what it is. And now with the presence down in South Florida with Zika virus, we have the mosquito repellent, which is the coconut, like you were telling
Fantastic.
Me
Fantastic.
And it's organic.
Yeah.
It helps your skin.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's also alcohol free.
Yeah. 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 Arthur, I'm telling you, this is, I don't know, when I go into this, and I, it's so wild because I remember we talked about this when I came over and visited you guys. And not to lay into it, but I would carry alcohol on the plane, which was, I don't know if that was even legal, but back in the day, you could do that. I would have a little vial of, and I just knew. And let me just, but my hands would get dry. It was, you guys came up total state of the art. And now you could defog things. You could defog. So I'm telling you, go into hospitals and you could defog a whole wing. And it'll drop it because this is a major problem, by the way. How many people do we know in hospitals that will leave with infections?
MRSA is,
MRSA.
Is a big problem.
And you could kill that with Durasan.
Yep. And it's a big problem in the hospitals.
Oh, I love this.
And
I love
and
this.
And it's not considered a chemical kill. It's a mechanical kill if
Thank
you know the
you.
Chemistry.
Thank you.
So,
and can you talk about the other thing you put in your nose?
There's a couple projects that
we're
working on.
He shows me someone's nose. I thought it was a nose ring I was going to put in. I said, is this jewelry? He goes, no. This, you put it in before you go into the hospital.
You can eradicate MRSA.
By putting this little device in your nose that filters out the germs.
Yep.
This is genius.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work.
The bed bug thing you have.
Bed bug monitor and bed
you put
bug
that
killer.
Right in.
Yeah, it's a little monitor that you put in between the mattress, and just a monitor. And then once you know you have it, you got to address it.
You're an Essex County guy, brother.
You're
Italian, brother. You keep it in Passaic. We are so proud to have you advertising the show. But where can we go? Because a lot of corporate cats are listening.
You can go to Durasan.com.
Okay, Durasan.
Yep.
Okay.
And Arthur's been with me throughout this trip here, and he's been helping me. I want to just say hello to everybody, all the people out there in Florida and New Jersey, Danielle.
She's great. She's great.
And all my people in Wayne, where Danielle, I'm from, I live in Wayne.
So yeah, yeah.
All my Wayne Little League fans and friends.
You're the baseball coach.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
I'm a baseball coach.
And your son signed me in baseball, which I loved. How great was that?
Yeah.
That was great. And Danielle was born at Passaic General. She's too young to be born at Passaic General, right? Look at her. God bless her. She's
great. And all my people that I have in Florida, Ronnie, who you met, came up to visit us. Patty and Beth Ann.
Arthur, are you like the henchman? Are you there's a problem?
Arthur's my bodyguard.
I take care of all the operations.
He's a swimmer, this guy. I know this one. So what is your official title, Arthur, with Duracell?
Chief Operating Officer.
Look at you guys. You know, you guys are on the cusp. And as you listen to old Joe on the radio every morning, and I tell you, and we are, by the grace of God, we have an instinct. I think it's an Essex County Street, Bloomfield Avenue thing. You get that instinct. We could tell this is going to be bigger than anything.
My objective is to do everything I possibly can for the company so that we keep Joe near the laboratory to keep on inventing these great things.
It's amazing how you do it. When Michael went fishing the other day, big tick problem, and I spray. And of course, the one time I don't spray, the tick bites him. You say you got to put that the Durasan insect repellent. Can we find it at Durasan.com?
Sure, all of it. Yeah.
All right, we'll go to Durasan.com.
Tick repellent and a mosquito repellent.
But we have a lot of hospitals that listen. We have a lot of corporate folks listening. You want to go to Durasan.com and you could defog. You could have those little pop-in hand wipes that you have.
The push cleans.
Yeah, I love that.
Push cleans.
Joe, thank you. We're proud to have you here, man. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
One of the big effects also is the lower absenteeism in schools. Lower absenteeism in schools, nursing home attendance by the staff members.
Nursing home.
If they're fogging and using our hand sanitizer, they're staying healthy. They don't call in sick. They don't come in late. The absenteeism rates have measured to be down throughout. We're getting excellent reports.
From going to our nursing homes, hospitals, and schools.
Right.
Is this mostly defogging or with the wipes? Al, you got the wipe. Al's got the spray. Look.
That's more for Joe than anybody else.
At this point, it's mostly the hand sanitizer, believe it or not, because we have that out there a lot more than the fogging.
All right. But then you could wipe down the desks that we did at the school?
Yep. Right.
But you fogged the Goddard School.
They had their own system.
I love this.
They had their own system.
This is spectacular.
Yep. If anybody, has any questions.
Yeah, Durasan.com.
Durasan.com.
Yes, for Joe.
Patty's there, or Joe.
Yeah.
Arthur.
I love it. And it's right there in Passaic, New Jersey. God bless you for that. You're staying home, man. Yep. Anything I can do,
I think we need a billboard
with my face on it with the Durasan thing.
We brought some special sanitizers for you today.
Come on, never enough. Joe, can I ask you, I know we'll go to break in a second. Can I ask you this? So I'm doing and thank you. You got more sanitizers there?
I got some special ones here. I love this one.
Well,
these are the ones you have.
I love this one.
The autographed one.
It's got a picture on a
we
picture.
We made a custom credit card so that if you wish,
look at this.
It still has your face and you can sign.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Oh, see?
I could sign that.
Can I have the first autograph?
Yes, you sure can. You sure
please?
Can. Just don't make eye contact.
Make it to Jack.
To Jack.
I will. Yeah.
So there's a picture of old Joe showing on camera, and then the back says AM970 The Answer, hand sanitizer, and it's rectangle and it's thin, which is great in church. When people cough in their hand, they go, peace be with you. I could shake their hand knowing I'm going to end my... Maybe little Charlie now, she does. After we shake it, she puts her hand out. And I spray it with Durasan. Look at that. Is that great? I'm showing it on camera now.
But the beauty about Durasan is you don't have to spray after each handshake. If someone is healthy,
your Durasan is lasting
the entire day.
It's like almost 24 hours.
If it had alcohol, it would evaporate in 12 to 15 seconds and stop being functional.
So
but
I could,
this one lasts.
This is
you don't have
genius.
To be a germaphobe. You can
genius.
Use it in moderation.
If I ask the Star Trek people and I can get permission to use the logo, you could do a Star Trek logo with me in the Star Trek episode?
Very easily.
All right, we're going to look at it.
Within hours, I can do it for you.
Look at that, man. So if you're a corporation, you want the hand sanitizer.
Sure.
You did it for TD Bank.
I've done it a few. And like I said, I brought something that we just started for the Boys and Girls Club.
I know you. You are the best. I told Susan this. We have the Youth of the Year tonight.
Yep.
And we're going to be in Montclair tonight.
Okay.
Can I bring this over? So, Joe, you are the best.
And I do a lot with Boys and Girls Club, too. My kids go there. during summer camp.
They're there at the Boys and Girls Club.
All three of them, yeah.
And as the celebrity spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Club, Joe has made a Durasan hand sanitizer. It says Boys and Girls Clubs of America hand sanitizer, and 5% of the sales go to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. God bless you for that. No. You're unbelievable for that. Thank you.
Glad to help in any way.
Tonight I'll be there. I'll bring this. And Susan, thanks you as well. And Arthur, anything else you wanted to say about this great product that I'm completely sold on? And thanks for listening. Thanks for staying with us. Durasan is the product. Yeah.
Well, the only thing I would add to it is not just that it's long-lasting and alcohol-free, so you don't get any alcohol problems using it. It also has extra emulsions and hand softeners to make sure that the skin stays good and retains the good bacteria. And because you don't have to use it as much as an alcohol-based one, with Durasan, you don't create hand lesions by constantly putting on more sanitizer, rubbing your hands, creating microscopic lesions, which allows the skin to absorb into the bloodstream the bad bacteria.
Yeah, look at this.
This is why you don't want to shake
bacteria,
my hand.
You lose the bad.
Looking at me, you're thinking I got hand lesions. Nice.
No, because you always have hand motion. You always do your
hand.
That's
right.
You don't need it now with Durasan like that.
I like to keep my hands smooth.
Joe Giovanello, God bless you for what you're doing, man.
Thanks for having me.
And Arthur Ween, thank you, Arthur.
My pleasure.
We love you guys over there and proud to have you on the show. Thank you for taking the time coming in this morning. There's the boys right there. Durasan. Durisan. Forgive me for laying into it. This is a spectacular new product that it will make your life so much more healthy. Durasan. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Let's go to Brandy Scott. She's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got some heavy slowdowns on the southbound Bronx River Parkway. You're solid right now from Gun Hill Road to the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx eastbound side, that's going to cost you some extra time between the Bruckner and 3rd Ave. Accident just cleaned up on the Deegan northbound by Van Cortlandt Park South. Still a very heavy ride there from the Cross Bronx. Belt, that's doing better eastbound. That accident by Flatbush Ave now gone, but we've got another one on the eastbound side by Cross Bay Boulevard. That is you stop and go from Erskine Street. Jackie Robinson, that's inching by on the eastbound side, approaching exit 3 for Cypress Hill Street. We've got a crash there taking out a lane and at your Hudson River crossings inbound at the George, 15 to 20 on both decks. Lincoln, 25 to 30. Inbound Holland running at 15 to 20. Sunny skies this afternoon, close to about 75 degrees for the high. Partly cloudy tonight, close to about 60 for the low. This report is brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? The PCA can help. It's a national nonprofit offering more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. More info at PCADevZone.org. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Brandy. Joe, we'll go, Al, I know. Will you do the water purification for the Bellagio, for the fountain thing that shoots up?
The water purification.
You do that in Vegas?
Do some of that.
Yeah. You do that so it stays clean all the time?
No bacteria.
I love it. I'm taking that to the Star Trek convention. I'm telling you, I can wash my hands in that Bellagio.
Oh yeah, you can.
22 after 9. Hey, let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota. We love Iggy. We love Chester, Carmelo. Alex Cancela gives you those 0% APR financing deals up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, first five callers, next 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. And you just say, Joey sent me. 855-621-9949. All European models excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you know I'm going to give you the 930. You just say, Joey sent me. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. All the folks over there, Wendy and Chris and Johnny, and certainly it all comes from Iggy Giuffre, who has helped out with Toyota, the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, the way Durasan has. We are very, very proud to tell you about these great products. Route 22 Toyota, largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You have got to check it out. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Don't forget, by the way, they've opened this brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street, also in Hillside, New Jersey. But if you call, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route 22 Toyota. Com.
The most important retirement event of the year is almost here, and you're invited. And you know what? It's absolutely free. The 2018 Retirement Roundtable is Wednesday, June 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern. This is an online event, so you can view it anywhere, and you can sign up today at retirementwatch.com. It's hosted by Roger Michalski of Eagle Financial, along with America's number one retirement expert, Bob Carlson, and a surprise special guest.
What will you take away from the Retirement Roundtable?
How one small change in your current plans will eliminate the single biggest threat to your retirement. The one retirement strategy that will add $125,000 to your nest egg. How to collect more than $1,500 every month without paying a penny in taxes. The breakthrough strategy that can turn every $1,000 into $10,000. And more. Remember, the Retirement Roundtable is free, but you must sign up at retirementwatch.com.
That's retirementwatch.com.
Sign up today at retirementwatch.com.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
You got to go to Mo's Piscopo in the morning. It is 9:25. If you own or rent a home or an apartment, you know where I'm going with this. You own a business. You have a huge opportunity to impact this generation and the next by choosing green renewable energy from Blue Rock Energy. When you buy renewables from Blue Rock Energy, you're getting energy sourced and developed right here in New York State, keeping the dollars in New York State and creating jobs for New Yorkers, man. This is what I love about Phil Van Horn in Syracuse, New York. With Blue Rock, you could choose to purchase 30%, 50%, 100% of your annual electricity usage in clean, renewable energy sourced directly from New York State. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy like we've done at the station, like the Buffalo Bills have done, like the Brooklyn Nets have done, AM 970, and the Piscopo household out there. I'm telling you, I'm in good shape. Rhino shielding my house using Durasan and Blue Rock Energy to run the whole place. You're going to love it. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy today. Take control of your energy bill, please. Here is the number, 877-280-4909, 877-280-4909, or you can sign up at BlueRockEnergy.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
I could offer a steak. The Durasan guys come in. Arthur, we got a nice big thick steak, a David Burke salt cured steak. I'm telling you, you're gonna love it like that. And we got some other. We got seafood out there. Whatever you want, right? Tuesdays. This is the day.
Gone by now.
This is the. Don't go near the sales team and don't put your fingers. It's like a feeding frenzy over there. Piscopo in the morning. You thank you for holding on the phone. I appreciate it very much. We got to go to my man Sam. Hey Sam, good morning. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
I can attest to these Durasan people because I took a sample from that morning, and let me tell you, it worked like a charm.
I got the best.
I absolutely love it. But, Joe, I'm calling nice and early to wish you a happy birthday and a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, brother.
To you, to our wonderful president. God bless him. And, of course, to George Bush Sr. I like Sr. I'm not too crazy about Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
And to me, you know, happy birthday to all the wonderful Geminis in the world.
There it is.
Joe.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I know you don't believe it, but I like to have...
What day is your birthday? Sam, when's your birthday?
It's actually June 18th.
Look at you, Sam.
It always lands on Father's Day or around. But I'm calling about something very important.
Yes.
Joe, and I've been trying to call you about this.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I know I don't listen every minute to your show, but I didn't hear much talk about, from you or Frankie Fiveboro, about the IG report. Okay?
Yeah, you're right. Bingo! See, you are so on the money. Sam, I got you.
Everything we know, what the Obama administration doing, and what is actually the Department of Justice doing right now, with everything we know, nobody's talking about the IG report, and I'm very sure Frankie Fiveboro can educate all your listeners.
All right.
But I honestly believe the president is coming back early to hammer this thing. Look out for his tweets in the next 48 hours.
All right. Thanks. Sam, thank you. Happy birthday to your brother, and thank you so much. You know, he's right, Frankie. It's 9:28 with Piscopo in the morning. With the summit and all everything happening in Singapore, we really went there, the G7 before that. And then God forbid we don't get silly, but there was one day, Sam's right, where not only the IG report, where they found that rat within the Department of Justice, and you can't let that go. They found that rat, and he was a leaker, and that now they're going to find it. They're going to go after this guy, and then the IG report as well. And what does Nunes want today? He wants to.
He wants them to turn over some documents
today. Is the day.
I believe so. Yeah. The Inspector General report is supposedly coming out on the president's birthday, which will be a nice birthday present for him.
When's his birthday?
It's Flag Day. I think that's the 15th.
June 14th. Yeah,
14th. Okay.
Look at all this June, huh? Barry Manilow. I like Kellyanne Conway. She gets next to me for the picture. She goes, June 17th. She remembers my birthday. Barry Manilow was on my day?
Yeah, Newt Gingrich. She says, when I was with you guys, she said, I remember June 17th, you and Newt Gingrich. But the point that you raised, Joe, about this Senate leaker, first of all, you're right. This guy should be ashamed of himself. I hope I hope they throw the book at this guy and he's publicly flogged.
Yeah,
but you look at the other end of that leaker, Joe. Who was he leaking to? Okay, he was leaking to this young superstar reporter. People are asking, how did she keep getting these scoops? How did she become such
from the New York Times?
Go from BuzzFeed to Politico to the New York Times. How did she have this meteoric rise and keep breaking all these stories? Well, it turns out she was sleeping with this top-level Senate staffer.
Wait a minute.
Well, and then you think to yourself, okay, so, you know, however you get a scoop, you get a scoop. All right. That's the nature of relationships. Wouldn't it behoove her to inform her editors about this? And it turns out she did. She told her editors at BuzzFeed that she had a relationship with this leaking staffer.
James Wolfe, is that the guy I'm talking about? Yeah.
So,
57 years old. How old was she just to be gossiping?
She's in her 20s. So this guy.
How's someone do that?
BuzzFeed, Joe, knew. No, this is an important point.
Because
Michael Goodwin had a great column about this on Sunday. Well, not about this exactly, but alluding to this. But so BuzzFeed knew that this story was a byproduct of a reporter sleeping with a source. And they did not disclose on any of their articles about this that was the case. They owed it to the public to say, by the way, sleeping with a BuzzFeed reporter should have said, they said nothing. And yet, when they got this data the other day, the first thing BuzzFeed did was say, this is an unprecedented attack on press freedom, on our sources. Give me a break. BuzzFeed ought to be ashamed of themselves. And I think both Politico and the New York Times owe it to the public. They're big on public disclosure and publishing leaked documents. Those entities owe it to the public to tell us, did they know that their reporter was sleeping with the source?
We don't know that. Of course they know.
Well, so you have to think, if she told BuzzFeed, she almost...
She's still working, this girl?
I believe she's still at the time.
She's still working.
So if she told BuzzFeed, you have to think that she told both Politico and the New York Times as well. We want answers. You know, what did these newspapers know and when did they know it? BuzzFeed, they knew. They chose to deceive the public. Politico and the New York Times, did they know these scoops were the result of a reporter sleeping with a leaking source?
Frankie, Five Boroughs, speaking the truth. Bingo, man. You know what I'd like to do, Frank? I want to go to one more phone call before I go to Al. I want to take your little commentaries, if I may. And you say, you know those promos they play throughout the day? on Piscopo this morning. And then you did a riff earlier, and then this rant and riff, you and I going back and forth. And then it kind of,
well,
little promo
I love that. We could certainly do it
and
online.
I wanted to play him on other shows for like 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Not, like the
well,
promos
the
we
problem.
Have to play.
That's the problem. You make a point right away. Like whether it's a joke or whether it's a substantive point, it's always quick.
Boom.
You know, kick him the hell out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It takes me a while to kind of ramp up. And so that's not,
right.
I think it's good radio, but it's not necessarily
you mean, like,
conducive.
The story you told the other day about how you snuck out of the conference room and went on.
It's still not over.
It's not necessarily conducive to promos. The other thing is, really, everyone knows who you are, but not a lot of people. No one knows who I am.
Listen.
So, like, if you hear Joe Piscopo in the morning.
Excuse me. My buddy Dave Damiani, who I go out with on the road, great singer that he is, working today. He's doing something with a big, I think, Promark in Manhattan singing. And he goes, hey, I saw Frankie on that Gotti documentary.
Well,
you're getting such airtime on that.
So that documentary, I just learned yesterday, 1.2 million viewers each night.
On Arts and Entertainment, on A&E?
Those numbers, that's like
that's
almost...
That's network numbers.
That's like what Fox does in prime time when they used to have O'Reilly on, you know? So really, kudos to Richard Stratton, the producer of that.
By the way, thank you for the mention at the Talkers Conference.
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine said, hey, Joe gave a great speech... And I actually mentioned your name, and I said, and you and three other people knew who I was. I thank you for that.
Yeah, well,
very nice.
Frank got applause there, and then you and Debbie got applause,
me, crickets.
Too. Richard in Queens, real quick, we got to go to a break, 9:34. What's on your mind this morning, Richard?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
A couple points I want to make real quick. Maybe they can use some Durasan to wash out Robert De Niro's mouth. And the other thing... The other thing is maybe next year's Tonys, they can fog wherever the Tonys are and fog out all those people that are so upset that Donald Trump has done more in 500 days than Barack Obama did in 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Richard? I hear you loud and clear. And again, I cannot tell you when I saw Bobby De Niro, long story short, and again, to your point, Frank, we'll make it quick, but I met De Niro. I did a piece, a kind of a tribute to he and to Marty Scorsese, one of my HBO specials. And we all had the same representation at the time. And I did a little piece of Raging De Niro, it's called, you know. Rocco Orbisi actually produced it, did a great job, and shot it. And we did it on film. So, and then De Niro goes, how you do me? How do you do? He kept asking, how do you do me? I got the way you do other people. I'm doing you. And it was, he couldn't have been more pleasant or supportive. And I hate to see a hero, and De Niro's a hero to a lot of us, to go to the depths that, and just to, for no reason, arbitrarily, and then for the audience to applaud. And it came from New York. It's our neighborhood. It just looks so bad. That, what De Niro did, mark my words, will get the president elected in 2020.
Well, you know, Joe, I don't think that you're
They're
going to
get
off,
him elected again.
Because you know what? People in Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia, Michigan see when they see that. They see Hollywood elitists that think they know better than regular people.
And just the brilliance of De Niro.
You're exactly right.
The depth, to go to that depth. And what we use in the street language, that's one thing. But on the air, you have to couch it. You have kids watching. And something is brilliant. The most brilliant performers of all are on the Great White Way, are on Broadway. Every one of those folks at the Tonys, those are the most brilliant performers in any medium in entertainment. He just took it to the street, man. It wasn't the right thing to do.
And look, I love Robert De Niro's work. He's one of my favorite actors.
We worship him,
and the Tribeca Film Festival.
What he's done for New York, you're
wonderful.
Right.
I think he's a great guy. I think he is out of control with this Trump stuff. And you know what the problem is, Joe, is it's fine to disagree with the president. I disagree with the president all the time, and I say so, very open about it.
Yes, you do.
But, you know, I voted for the president, and when I see people attacking Donald Trump, not because they disagree with him, but attacking him personally, it's an attack on us, because
that's
an attack on those of us that
that's
voted
right.
for him,
that's right.
And it's saying we're either dumb or racist or sexist.
And if you...
And it makes us dig in more.
That's exactly
and
right.
Even when
that's
Trump
exactly
is
right.
out of line,
that's right.
you feel an obligation
right.
to defend the guy because they're not attacking his ideas or his proposals. proposals or his policies, they're attacking him personally and the people that chose to vote for him.
And that's why he tweets out to answer that. And you know what? I don't hear a platform or an initiative or an iota of an idea from the progressive socialists. And then when the president steps up and he does what he does at G7.
Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, they definitely fit into that socialist category. Yeah, they offer plenty of ideas.
Free everything. Really?
So let's talk about, you know, their ideas rather than just have Robert De Niro make pot shots at the president.
Yeah, it's exactly
terrible.
Right. You speak the truth, Frankie. 877-970-2999. And especially in these epic historical times and what we experienced over the last 24, 36, 48 hours in Singapore, let's just embrace this great country and just hope for peace. Piscopo in the morning, 938. Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
62 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It's a great night for people who love museums. New York City's annual Museum Mile Festival is tonight. You can visit six museums, including the world-famous Metropolitan Museum of Art, free of charge from 6 to 9 p.m. Along the way, you'll be entertained with live music by Frank London and the Klezma Brass All-Stars. The Brooklyn company that offers the world's strongest coffee is rebranding its packaging. Biohazard Coffee also redesigned its website after first launching 2 years ago. It was around this time last year when Long Island Certified Laboratories confirmed the company's coffee is indeed the world's strongest. One cup packs a whopping 4 times the amount of caffeine normally found in a traditional brew over the course of an entire day. The Mayo Clinic only recommends half the amount of caffeine found in a single cup of Biohazard's coffee. The Brooklyn Public Library holding free workshops this week in an inflatable pavilion. It's at the Grand Army Plaza under the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Arch. The workshops are focusing on social justice, civic engagement, and democracy. There will also be lunchtime concerts. Yankees and Mets both had the night off last night in sports, and the Answers got crushed in softball yesterday. What a shame. 24-0. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning. Some heavy slowdown southbound moving on the Harlem River Drive. You're slow between Park Ave and the Willis Ave Bridge. We've got an accident on the Belt eastbound right by Cross Bay Boulevard. That has you on the brakes approaching exit 17 from Erskine Street. Westbound side, also a slow go, Francis Lewis Boulevard to Lefferts Boulevard. Accident on the Jackie Robinson eastbound. That has a lane down right by Cypress Hill Street. You're crawling right now there from Highland Boulevard in New Jersey. Accident just cleaned up on 3 westbound right by Passaic Ave. Still a slow go from the Route 17 Service Road area. Turnpike, a slow ride on the northbound side. Exits 12 to 14 in the truck lanes. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, 15 to 20 minutes on both decks. Lincoln running at about 25 to 30. Holland will cost you about 15 to 20. Alternate side in effect today. Sunny skies throughout the afternoon today, close to about 75 degrees for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy. Temperatures will dip into the low 60s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Look, girls, love your straightener but hate the damage? Give it a little TLC and try Suave Coconut Oil Infusion Shampoo and Conditioner. It smooths hair and makes it look so healthy. So try it for yourself with their money-back guarantee. Suave, for hair you can believe.
Joe Piscopo here to tell you how much I love my Harry's razor. I don't go anywhere without it. Harry's is able to provide you with an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. And they pass those savings directly on to you. It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Order today using my promo code Piscopo or find Harry's in Walmart and Target stores. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover. Offer just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use the code Piscopo at checkout to claim your offer. harrys.com. Code Piscopo.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from
New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, or the most tragic part of it is, they target other immigrants. I mean, I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant, young person themselves, or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio telling you about the Bramnick Law Firm, 943 right now. If you've been in an accident, will you listen to Joey, please? John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. It's always on a contingency basis, by the way. If you've got a work-related claim, malpractice, negligence, auto accidents, John Bramnick, for 30 years, representing thousands of people who have been in serious accidents and always on a contingency basis, no recovery, no fee. And John always provides free consultations to help you decide whether you need a lawyer or not. You may not need a lawyer. And the Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week. Get answers about your claim. About, again, auto accidents, negligence. You got a problem, the Bramnicks can handle it. 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. 4878, or you can go to johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Eric Metaxas,
the show about everything,
coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
The following segment sponsored by The Token Team.
Biscuit in the morning, 944. John Tobacco is a Wall Street veteran. He's an entrepreneur. We had great time. We were at the convention. We were at the Republican convention in Cleveland. We had a ball with Johnny. We do that. That was the best time we had because it was politics. The feel was friendly. John, welcome, first of all. He is the CEO of the Token Team. Welcome. We always appreciate your expertise. Going back to that convention, watching what the president's doing now, the feel good, the positive energy that I did not feel, by the way, from the Democrats when I went to Philly. And I say that respectfully.
That's right.
But
that's
I didn't feel it. What did we knew something, or I guess everybody just felt it
coming.
You know,
Joe, I think there was that groundswell of people who were just fed up with the establishment, fed up with the swamp.
Yeah.
And you saw Trump up there. That's a regular guy. That's the guy. Not only did he have to beat his own party in the first place, which he had to fight 16 other people, all kinds of polished experience, and then he had to fight the Democrats in collusion with the DNC. The Democrats were in collusion with Russia, creating this fake dossier on Trump. So he fought two parties and collusion with a foreign country. He's the president. Now he cut taxes. He loosened regulation. We talked about it last week, Joe.
Yeah.
Employment numbers at a 50-year low. African-American employment numbers at all-time lows. Okay? Cut taxes. Loosened regulation. By the way, everyone's saying, well, what's the deal with this cutting off the military exercises? People forget that Trump said, before I even think about talking to you or dealing with you or negotiating with you, give me my hostages back.
Yeah.
And those hostages came flying back right away with Mike Pompeo. Yeah. So we already won a round.
Yeah.
Now a good negotiator goes, okay, you don't want me to run our military exercises? We'll hold them up right now and see if you're a good boy.
We talked before we went on the air. We talked. And we're just very excited. This is an epic, historic time. And you got to enjoy it. You have to embrace it. You have to. And if you don't like it, I mean, I politely say you don't have to listen. But this is a historic time. And how the president did it. He's a billionaire. And he a New York, Queens construction guy, billionaire. Yep. All right. But then people say he's a reality show host. He's more than that. He knew to put the aircraft carriers in the peninsula. And I get people, my buddy, the Border Fox, who tweets me all the time. His kid is on one of those carriers with destroyers. They built up the peninsula. They set the stage brilliantly because he listened to his general, Johnny.
That's right. And he said when he came in, I'm the commander-in-chief, but I'm going to listen to my general.
That's it.
Anything you see going on militarily, Trump's letting those guys make the decisions. And it's all a big chess game, Joe, if you really think about it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to come over there.
That's right.
But by the way, when I come over, I'm going to surround your whole place with with my Navy, basically.
John Kelly to his right. How great
John
was
Kelly's
that? How great was
there.
That?
Pompeo's there, our favorite Italian, the head of the CIA West Point grad.
I mean, number one in his class.
It's amazing. And it's amazing.
And John Bolton, who we've had on the show every week, John would come on the
stash.
Show. Yeah, this man, I'll tell you what, he was there, and they know that he's a hawkish kind of guy.
That's right.
So the president keeps him close to say, look, you want to get tough, I got the guy who can get tough with.
Well, yeah, for those of you following at home, just a month or so ago, when John Bolton was appointed, the guy who said we should just bomb North Korea, I think it was maybe 2 days later that China said, hey, you better go talk to the Americans because this Bolton guy might blow us all up.
I love it. John, you're a Wall Street guy. Tell us about cryptocurrency, digital money, Bitcoin, and what was Dennis Rodman wearing? What was Potcoin? Or did you see, was that a Bitcoin kind of thing he was advertising?
I don't know what Dennis Rodman was wearing.
Or what he was on.
I don't know what Dennis Rodman was doing. I don't know what he was smoking, eating, drinking. But hey.
But what's the cryptocurrency? Should we even consider that? No, man?
You know, Joe, it's an emerging thing. People who are like libertarians really like the freedom of a cryptocurrency, a digital currency. It's getting very big. One of the places that I wanted to tell you was people talk about, well, what's Trump doing with regulation? In cryptocurrency, Trump has appointed Jay Clayton, the new chairman of the SEC. Mm-hmm. And I've never, in 25 years on Wall Street, seen the regulatory agency operate so mobile. Okay, and they see that this is a developing technology. They see the merits of it. And rather than just shooting it down and quelling the whole thing, they're putting rules around it, but they're letting it emerge, and they're engaged. And Trump is appointing the right people to these agencies.
Look at that.
Cryptocurrencies, in the end, are good, Joe. But right now, I would be cautious, especially with Bitcoin. It's at a six-month low. It was as high as 18,000. There was a lot of hype out there.
I
think it can go lower. And people were speculating on it, not knowing what they're even doing. Hey, I'm just going to get in on it. My friend got in on it.
Exactly.
That's no way to invest. Educate yourself.
Yeah.
Know what's happening. And it's really speculation right now.
Yeah.
I'd kind of be very careful.
Will Bitcoin, John, just go away? Because is there a possibility of that?
Well, you know, that's the haters' view on it, that it's not backed by anything. Can it just disappear one day? But let's face it, Joe. You pull a $1 bill out of your pocket, and what's that backed by?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's backed by a checkbook down at the Treasury Department that can write checks with no money in the account.
I know.
So
that's why
$1 is not backed
by anything. A lot of folks think we should
either.
Go back to this gold standard. You believe in that?
I mean, the gold standard would be good, at least some fractional gold standard to put something behind it. But you know what? Cryptocurrency is a new, it's an emerging global phenomena, really.
Yeah.
And people are using it to find ways to access capital. But on the flip side, you know, one of the biggest exchanges out there, a company called Coinbase, I think they have 11 million or 15 million accounts. And the SEC has come out and said, people think they're an exchange, but they're not. Mm. And they don't meet the federal securities laws. So there's a lot of flux. People need to be educated. You can't be doing business with companies that are in violation of federal securities laws. Educate yourself. If you think it's something that you understand, you want to invest in, maybe good. I'd stay away from it right now because there's a lot of volatility going on. But in the long run, I think it's here to stay. I'm absolutely convinced of that, Joe.
The John Tobacco, CEO of the Token Team, kind enough to bring us these high bar shirts. Look at this shirt. How beautiful. I'll tell you what. I said, where's my shirt? They said, it's there. And I wore my other shirt that I got online. I ran in before we went on the air. I put it on. Look at this. Now, I know you're worse than I am with the color coordination. We still make it not too bad with the purple against
nice
the blue.
Like
not
too bad. In the handkerchief.
Yeah, but I got the blue in the, thank God, with the pocket square. But thank you very much. Cthulhu. I don't know this guy across from me.
I never seen him look so good. He always looks good, but I never seen him look
this
good.
Who is this guy? Look at
Cthulhu. Fat slob to Fortune 500. It's
amazing. This segment we call it What's the Deal, and we talk about the deal in global politics and in the markets. But the real deal today is our friends at High Bar, right there in Newark.
I love it. Thank you.
Everything you see on my back, Joe's back, and Al's back. Frankie Five Boroughs forgot his shirt, so he didn't really join in on the promotion. But these shirts are made in America by American workers right here in Newark.
I love it.
And they're a wonderful company. You go on to High Bar for a last-minute Father's Day gift. You can get a custom-made shirt. You put in the promo code Piscopo.
20% off.
The one Joe has or the one Al has.
By the way, thank you. John made a special tab collar because I like the tab collar. Like me and Neil Cavuto's with the tab collars. And look at that. Look at that tab collar. You're looking on camera. I'm showing my tab collar. It buttons so easily. The material. I don't usually buy a shirt of this quality. The price is right on this shirt. And the quality
the price
is very
really
high.
Right on this one today. provided to you by...
But Al's buying another one.
I'm going to buy another one. And this shirt, I mean, if I bought it from them...
My birthday's coming
bucks.
Up, Al.
That's what I'm saying. It's $100 shirt. You put
and
in
it looks great.
Biscopo promo code. You get another 20% off.
Highbarshirt.com.
Highbarshirt.com. You got to check it out. Johnny, thank you, man.
This is the new way. It's affordable.
Yeah.
It's made in America.
Love it.
And we even get our little initials on
it. I love it. I got
it
right there.
So it's customized. Guys that don't wear suits every day, you want to have one of these shirts.
Perfect for Father's Day.
Perfect for Father's Day.
We love it. John Tobacco, thank you, brother. God bless you, and thanks for coming into the show, man. We appreciate it very much. Let's go to Brandy. She's on the roads for you. In for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. A very slow ride on the westbound side of the Cross Bronx. You're packed between the Bruckner and the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. FDR Drive, that's a slow go between the Triborough Bridge into the 70s. Cross Island, very heavy there on the southbound side from the Throgs Neck Bridge to the LIE. LIE eastbound, your stop and go Main Street to the Cross Island. Accident on the Jackie Robinson eastbound, just cleared out of the way. You're still jammed as you approach exit 3. That accident on the belt eastbound at Cross Bay Boulevard, that's still out there. It's a solid ride approaching exit 17. Construction on the Staten Island Expressway causing solid slowdowns right now. Moving westbound, it's between Victory Boulevard and MLK Boulevard, but your stop and go approaching 440 from Richmond Road. Crash on the Parkway in New Jersey, just cleaned up northbound by exit 144. Still a heavy ride approaching South Orange Ave. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, 10 to 15 minutes on both decks. Inbound Lincoln running at about 15 to 20. Inbound Holland will cost you about 15 to 20. Alternate side in effect. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com Studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high of 76. After a clear evening, clouds will increase overnight, a low of 61 in Midtown, mid to upper 50s in most suburbs. Tomorrow, more clouds and sun, warm and much more humid with a shower and thunderstorm or two crossing the area, the high 79. And for Thursday, sunshine and patchy clouds, breezy and warm but less humid, the high 82. AM 970, The Answer.
Brooklyn Wellness Center. Are you kidding me? Can we tell you about the Brooklyn Wellness Center? They are ready to change your life. I tell you, two locations, one in Brooklyn, one in Staten Island. They're dedicating every waking moment to making you healthy and creating the best version of you. So I know I have a brilliant nephew, Brett. I don't want to mention his name, but I just did. What a handsome guy. He goes, I want to lose weight. I heard about Melinda Keller, Dr. Keller, and I want to lose weight. Brett, as handsome as he is always, he looks spectacular. Frankie, he must have lost like 40 pounds, almost 40 pounds.
You know, I'm not surprised.
And he's a young guy.
Everyone is having the same experience.
First,
you know, I went to a party the other day. I love going to these parties now with people that you haven't seen in a long time because everybody comes over to you and says, how did you lose all the weight? Well, I don't tell them, telling the people listening. Dr. Melinda Keller, Frank Aversa in Staten Island, he lost 30 pounds, I think. He's kept it all off. Brown here in Manhattan, 50 pounds, kept it off.
Yeah. It's spectacular. All natural, and it works. And from Frankie, look at Frankie. I look at my my nephew Brett. Now you have a new location for the Brooklyn Wellness
Arthur,
Center.
Arthur, you see how good he looks?
You know, he does look really good. He looks trim and vigor, always. So it's Dr. Melinda Keller. Just check it out, please. New location, 21 2nd Street off of New Dorp Lane. And here's the number, 718-234-6212. 718-234-6212. Or go online to weightlossbrooklyn.net. Weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Is that Joe Lumberg? Joe, where's Joe? What do we got? What do we got? Is Joe coming in? Did we get Joe already?
We had a minute to chat. You can talk to Judy.
I want to talk about. It was hysterical. The escape that Frankie made from the board. We have to go. They're not listening now.
No.
Okay, they're in the sales meeting. So it's so funny. Frankie,
I'm going to do the same thing now.
Frankie's
escape. Right over to
so Michael. I just got an order to go into the sales room to go. Hey, I'm going to go in there. And I got to say hi to everybody. Watch, you going in with this, Al? Come in for a second. Watch the escape.
You.
Watch the Murano escape from the sales room. It goes boom. It's incremental. Yeah. It's like the Pink Panther as
you.
it just goes out. Hey, guys, Frankie, thanks for a great show.
Thank you.
Joe Lumberg, good luck. I wanted to give Joe, because I know he was on tape just now. I wanted to give him a good luck, but we'll talk to him.
He's got time.
A couple days yet. Okay. Yeah. I love that. That's a 24-hour marathon the guy's going on. Albert, keep the shirt on all the time. You look great.
You look a little slovenly after a while.
No, come on. You look good. Matt, thank you. And George, thank you always. Celia, Matt, thank you. We have a great team here. We're so proud to have you listening. Embrace the summit. Embrace what happened in Singapore. This is huge. Mike Gallagher is going to carry the flag. I'm telling you, as we should, right now, at this time in history. June 12, 2018. It's historic. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.